Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was a couple of years ago that one of my friends I grew up with and played baseball and football with sent me a video of Nicky Cass, and he was impersonating one of his baseball coaches, and he said, you got to watch this because this is exactly what we did when we were in high school making fun of our coaches, and ever since then, I was hooked. And then we find out that we have a mutual admiration for one another, as he is a big WFAN fan, and we're big Nicky Cass fans, and he joins us in studio right now. What's up? What's up, Nicky? How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm outstanding. This is awesome. Like I said, I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school in the lumberyard on the hot summer days.
The lumberyard.
Yeah.
The lumberyard.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, my dad would say, you know, you're not sitting at home all summer long. You got to get out and get to work. So it was lumberyard in the morning and then yard work when I got home. So
I have to tell you, Nicky, that I did know who you were until my daughter started sending me your TikToks.
No way.
And she's going, Dad, this guy is hilarious. And you actually just capture pretty much every stereotype that lives around here.
Yeah, man. Well, because you grew up around it. You know what I mean? Like, and I think the beauty in it is like, it's multi-generational. So, like, you guys have experienced the same kind of people that I kind of grew up experiencing. And for me, I was always, like, observant of all these different characters and kind of was always the funny guy. So when I would do it, it was like, well, that's actually pretty good.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I know that people laugh more at the impersonations of the everyday people in your life than anything else. I find that because you don't get that anywhere else. Like I'll do a Mike or a Chris and everybody's got their own Mike and the Mad Dog. But when it's like, you know, Al, the guy at the local bar that you do an impersonation of, then the people crack up at that because they're like, you know what, I've never seen that before, or I've never seen someone do the baseball coach that got pissed off because he lost to the team that was worse than them. So when you tap into that, I mean, it really hits home for a lot of people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm really bad at taking comments, but thanks. Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know what it is, too? Like, you grow up playing sports. Like I played big baseball was my sport, and you know, sometimes practices are hard and like you need a little break in it. And I just, like I said, I just always was the one to kind of observe these like sort of nuances, and like even, you know, going to the bagel shop and it's like 2:55 and they get all pissed off because I already shut off the grill. You can't turn it back on.
Yes.
Like, no bacon, egg and cheese. Sorry, you should have came, you know, 4 hours ago. But to me, like, they just kind of sit in the back of my mind. And, like, stuff happens all the time, you know? And it just kind of, like, people are always like, are you going to run out of, like, material and stuff? I'm like, nah, I just got to keep doing life. And then I'll run into something, you know?
Yeah, amazing. Do you ever think about doing a stand-up?
You know, for me, no, not at all. Because that's a different life. You know what I'm saying? I like my routine. I like being around my family, my friends. I don't really like to travel. Like, I don't sit down and, like, write jokes. I'm like, oh, that was funny. Let me just go, like, kind of recreate that. I give so much credit to everybody who's doing that.
You actually give a performance. You're actually becoming somebody.
I mean, I think that's yes. I think that's a, like I said, bad at compliments, but yes, it's a little bit more. it's a little bit different. Stand-up is just a whole nother animal, man. Like, those guys, they love comedy. You know what I mean? Like, I love making people laugh. I feel like there's a little bit of a difference.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean in that. And also, like, you, the typical stand-up comedian has to be, like, morose at heart, I think, at his core.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk to, like, real stand-ups, all of them are, like, miserable half of the time.
They got a dark side,
yes,
for sure. You know what I mean? And, like, for me, I just kind of, you know, like, growing up in an old-school Italian household, there's just a lot of, like, quirky things that, like, yeah, we're kind of paying the buck, but at the same time, like, I'm not, you know, going to a therapist about it. I'll just write a couple of jokes.
So, right. Exactly.
The stand-up comedy is a whole different ball game.
Yeah, so Nikki Cash joins us in studio, nikki.cass on all social media platforms. I know he's got almost close to 2 million now on Instagram. You know, you reminded me with the, when you do the baseball coach that then starts to do the action himself, whether it's, you know, stepping into the throw or getting in a batter's box. It reminds me so much of this coach I had who I know listens all the time, is Coach Bauman, who, when we didn't hit, he would bring us inside into the indoor batting cage, yep, with no screen. And he used to throw, like, and then get so pissed off. And we're like, Coach, we're going to hit you. And he goes, you get 10 more swings if you hit me. And he'd start losing his mind. We're like, this guy is out of his mind. So it's like, there are coaches like that everywhere in this area. Yes.
They bleed for the game. Like, yeah. He's probably going to listen to this. When I was, I played baseball at Montclair State. And my freshman year, we had an infield coach. His name is Dan Mondelli. This guy was always like, you gotta feel the ground ball at the top of the hop. If you don't feel the ground ball at the top of the hop, it's gonna chop you, get you right in the chops every time. There was this kid, Joe Norton, one of a good friend of mine. Man, I'm gonna get a million texts after this, but he was like the golden child over at Montclair, like in terms of like infield. Anytime someone did something wrong, Mondelli was like, see, go see Norton. It's a Joe Norton special. He'll tell you how to do it. Do you remember? There was like a couple of years ago, Nolan Arenado was doing like this drill on one knee, and he was like throwing from third base on one knee. So it came out on MLB Network, and I saw it on Twitter or something. The next day at practice, Mondelli goes, I thought of this great drill idea. Everybody over to third base. And so we get to third base. We're going to stand on one knee, Norton. Show him. We're going to stand on one knee, and we're going to sling it to first base. And, like, all of us are looking at each other like, dude, we saw this thing last night. You didn't admit it. But shout out to – I haven't spoke to Coach Mondelli in a while, but I hope
he's
going to
hear
great
about this. I can tell you that.
I hope he's doing great.
You know,
he's
the amazing best. I mean, we've all had high school coaches like that. You ever have a fungo bat thrown at you?
Oh, no, I got one broken. I got one broken like this just because we are having bad plate approaches at the
too
plate.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that,
smacking
too.
I haven't had a fungo thrown at me. I think that may have been a different time. You know, if fungo got thrown.
Right, I know my high school coach is watching right now because I know he watches every day. He's the Sal champion.
Yeah.
And, you know, like we were always messing around with him, but we always loved and respected him because
Amen.
We knew that he was so serious.
Yeah.
And he was into it. And our fathers all loved him because he kept us in line.
Amen.
And I pitched the day before and I was playing first base. And so my arm was killing me. And me and the catcher really didn't see eye to eye a lot of times.
Yeah.
So we're doing infield practice, and Sal's hitting us balls. And I go to throw the ball, and I miss. And the catcher doesn't even reach for it. And it hits Sal like in the neck. And he looked at me, and he whipped the fungo bat at me. And he walked off the field pissed off at us. You guys think you guys are the greatest. Oh, my God. But we ended up winning the game like 10-0.
Oh, you know, I'm sure. I'm no, yeah. I'm sure. Like, to me, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
Oh,
me,
yeah.
Me too.
Right.
I would have wanted to have been soft coach. Like, you know,
yeah,
to me, it was
I was
good.
Your high school coach.
Oh, the best. Joey D, yeah. Joey D. Yeah, I had a very good, like, even, like, junior varsity. Like, it was a very good group. It was, like, hard-nosed, but, like, you knew that they loved you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew that they cared about you. I could tell you a couple stories that probably would have made the air, but it was a great time.
So my high school coach were with Nikki Cassano. So put that back up there, CBS Sports Network, what they had underneath there for your name. Longtime coaches Spadini and Gagliano. very, very good, which are two characters that you talk about in a lot of your stuff. So my high school baseball coach played it. He pitched in the major leagues, and he was from Long Island. His son was on the team. His name's Neil Heaton, as Boomer knows. So he didn't hold anything back. He went from the major leagues, like retired, and started coaching us. So I'll just give you one. So our first baseman got hurt, and I was a third baseman. He was testing people out over at first base. So I go over there and take a couple reps, and he's like, "Giannotti, out." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Because you look like a monkey banging a football."
I was like, "Okay,
hey, what? What do you say to that?"
He didn't say banging either. He
said something else. And I was like, "Okay, coach, let's go back to third."
He goes, "Yeah, yeah, go."
All right. That is hilarious.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I got one then for you that I'll keep it PG. It's kind of similar. So my high school coach, you know how you go out there and like you kind of get the boys going on IO, right? Like you're like letting it fly. Guys are throwing whatever. For whatever reason, we came out flat. I'm getting a million phone calls for this. But so we come out flat and like it's just not snappy. Our coach, Joey D, pulls us off the field and he's like, You guys, he said a different word, but you guys are playing like a bunch of floppy wieners out there. And like, we're all looking at each other like, what? But like, it also made sense.
Right.
I guess I gotta be a hard wiener now. When I go out there. So he gets us out there and we won. Like, we won that game.
They
just knew exactly what to say.
Oh, my goodness. It really is the best. And, you know, everybody around here played sports in this area that has exactly the same type of thing. I think that's why, you know, you're so successful with this stuff. So, I mean, when the Yankees reached out to you, do you grow up a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I grew up a Yankee fan.
Yeah, so when the Yankees reach out to you to do some stuff there, just tell me what's going through your mind.
So, funny enough, I got a direct message. This is how kind of things transpired. Sorry, like through email, a direct message. I get a direct message from the Yankees Instagram. And they say, we're looking for an old baseball coach that could hit fungos. I'm like, I turn on the audio message. I'm like, yeah, I think I know a guy. And I sent that back. I was like taking a shot. And so it was the most incredible thing. You really, the beauty of like social media is you get to meet a lot of cool people and do a lot of cool things like this. And you know, between doing that with, you know, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Volpe and that whole, like, the Yankees organization is just so incredible. You know, you can't, at that point, it's like, what could get better than that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I threw my dad, who's a big Mets fan, I threw out the first pitch at Citi Field to him last year, which was like, I mean, I pinch myself. It's amazing.
When you really do appreciate it and you don't take it for granted, which
never.
I think is which is great to see. And you're going to have more of those moments coming up. You know, before I knew you were coming in today, it was Wednesday. When do we play? Wednesday together?
Yes.
And I was thinking about one of the things you did, because this guy we're playing with is one of these guys playing golf, who's one of these guys who's trying to give me the tips,
no,
you know?
No,
you know, and he's a nice guy, and it was like a charity thing, so I'm just letting him do it, you know. But you know, he's like, Gio, here.
No, you know. No, and then, stop talking.
And I remembered your grip, it's like you're holding a baby bird. You know, you don't grip. It's like holding a baby bird, and then you got to have your butthole at a 90-degree angle. So I started thinking about that. It's just perfect.
Yeah. You know, but we're all guilty of it, too. I'm sure I've done the baby bird to, like, one of my buddies. But, like, when you're out on the course, like, I'm not paying. I don't want a lesson, pal.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it's always that. And then my dad's going to yell at me, but he's like, anytime my putting strokes are off, he goes, Nick. Like a pendulum. Just do it like a pendulum. That doesn't help me, man. Yeah, that's tough. Because, like, what do you do in that scenario? Like, the guy's giving you tips, and then he goes to hit his ball, and he shanks it 48 feet to the right.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
The guy's trying to be nice.
Right.
Like, that's the one thing I was saying. And he's also probably a little bit frustrated with the way that you're playing.
Right.
And he's trying to help you any way that he possibly can.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw what he was doing, and I remember saying to his other buddy, I'm like, I never really tell Geez anything unless I see that he's lined up completely wrong.
Or I ask you.
Or you're at.
Right. I thought I hit that ball well. What did you see? Or something like that.
Yeah,
when it's unsolicited is the issue.
That's tough. When I'm on the tee box sometimes, my dad and I like to play every Wednesday. When I'm on the tee box sometimes and like he thinks I'm lined up wrong, he'll just go, "You sure?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sure." And he'll go, "All right." And then, you know, God forbid I shank one.
Yeah, I told you.
Let me look where your feet were lined up. I'm like, Dad, you're seeing this on a slant. You're halfway up the hill. You're not even, you know what I mean? Your eyesight is all messed up.
You know what? You do actually have the brain of a comedian, though. I can see where you see a lot of things that are funny in your life.
Yeah, I live in, like, an episode of, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it just, things just sort of happen. Like, even, like, yesterday, I got this UPS package. I ordered candles. And apparently, I don't know if you know this, but you have to sign for candles. I guess maybe because if kid... Weird for me. So the first day, no one was home. So the guy left a note, like, "We'll see you tomorrow." The next day he comes, whatever. I go outside. And I'm like, "Man, I didn't know you needed this." And in the middle of me talking, he's like, "Shh, sign." Like, he shushed me. And I'm like, "What? Did you just shush?" Like, stuff like that happens to me all the time. I'm just putting these sort of scenarios and, like, I should do crazy things to me on my forehead.
Yes.
Because it just continues to happen.
Well, that's great when you're in the content business. How much are you getting recognized out there? I would imagine a lot these days.
All the time.
Yeah, which is great, which really shows you that things are working.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, it's all love, too, which is really cool.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine people yelling out at you as one of your characters.
Yeah, all the time. I get, like, Gagliano, Spadini.
I can't even imagine when you go to a deli.
But it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. So, like, last night I was at the Yankee game, and, you know, like, I'm watching the game, and sometimes I forget. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just kind of like, and I'll just hear, like, from three rows up, Spadini. I turn around, I'm like,
yeah, that is awesome. I mean,
yeah,
that's
cool.
And you're still a very young guy, right? You're still 25. Wow. Yeah. My goodness.
Started in, I was 20. Yeah, in college. I was at Montclair.
And what was the video that really was the first one to go viral for you?
It was honestly the first one. Like, I was it was crazy. I was always, like I said, the funny guy and, like, kind of, like, creative. Like, I wasn't the best student, but, like, whenever there was a writing assignment or, like, a video assignment, I always, like, got good grades. And I was a personal trainer. I was, like, training people in the gym at the school I was at. I actually transferred to SUNY New Paltz, and it was a whole thing. But so I was training clients, and then, like, one night in the gym, like, there was nobody in there. I was like, I'm kind of bored. So I made this video, and I posted it on TikTok, and the next day it got 2 million views. And then the pandemic
Was there any hesitation posting the video?
No, but when it got 2 million,
yeah,
I deleted the app. I'm like, I'm not doing that. What's that about? You know,
yeah,
like,
really?
It was just so crazy. Yeah, because this was never really, like, a plan. I wanted to open up a gym and, like, train athletes and do that whole thing. And then, you know,
just took off.
It just kind of took off. Yeah.
And you have very Italian people in your family.
Yeah,
right? Yes. With accents and they've lived there in their lifetime.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, because when you do that, it's so unbelievably accurate. I'm like, he had to have grown up with people that had the accent.
Yeah. So my grandmother, God rest her soul, she died in February, but she lived downstairs my whole life. So like all her friends would come over and they're like, right off the boat. So, and that accent's a little bit different. Like the New York Italians, like, oh, you don't. You
know? Yeah, right.
But like their accent's like, what's going on? And they're just like the most aloof kind of, like they, like you want to talk about funny. Like they are just so, I don't drink a coffee in New York, man, because it's not the same. What do you mean it's not the same? The beans, they're no use of the same beans. Okay, they use honey Italy. So I'm going to drink.
And they're dead freaking serious.
No, they're dead. Yeah, they're dead serious. So I grew up around like a full like vertical of like off the boat Italians. I still have family in Rome, Milan, in the mountains of Italy, and then like the New York Italians too. So I got the full, you know.
Do you go over there? Have you been over there a bunch or no?
Yeah, so I've gone over pretty frequently over the last 2 years. I think I'm going to go back in November too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a blast, man.
Nikki Cash, just for a couple more minutes here on Boomer and Geo. The contractor stuff is also just perfect. So I can imagine though that maybe like the baseball players and the coaches maybe not getting sensitive. But do you ever think about like if a contractor came over to your house and then you put that up there and then the guy's like, is he talking about me?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like that happened. Like I get weary of that. Like if a contractor comes over and does something funny, I'll give it like a 1 month grace period before I go out and like make the video because you know it's coming back. And then those are always the guys, God bless them, but they're like, where's my cut? Like, are you making, like, what are you doing from this? But like,
right.
To me, those guys are the funniest because they're just like, oh, you need to replace the windows? All right. Yeah, 14.5 just to look at it and then I'll be back with my guys. 14,000? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Nah, yeah, because I could tell I got to replace the. Yeah, it looks like you got a little carpal tunnel over there in the bottom of the window. You didn't even go over there. You're standing across the other side of the room.
And I'm so bad. I know Boomer's similar. He's a little better than me, but I am bad with stuff around the house. It's just not my thing. So I can easily be taken advantage of in that situation. So all that stuff, the carpal tunnel, I would believe.
Yeah,
you like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, the carpal tunnel right next to the Cadillac Escalade. It's kind of, you know, the Escalade, you know. And me, like, thank God I got my pops who's, like, in, like, knows about all that stuff because I'd be... Dude, I would just dish out. Yeah, all right, carpal tunnel, fix it. I thought that was in my knee, but
I know.
So he had you working at a lumber yard when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I was working since. I was, like working in a good way, but, like, by, like, 8. Yeah, he was, like, I painted my fence. No, but it was always, like, and I think that's kind of where, like, I got that, like, little entrepreneurial, like, thing, because anytime I needed to make money, he was, like, all right. Like paint the fence or like go wash the cars.
Shovel the driveways.
Oh my God.
Cut the lawns.
All my friends couldn't wait for the snow days.
Yes.
Me, I dreaded them because I'm like, I'm working all day.
Yeah.
Every 2
but
hours.
You're making money though.
Yeah,
man.
No, yes.
You're making money.
Very well. You're telling me I'm going to go hire a professional when I got you to go do all the things that we need to do?
Yeah, it's not happening.
No, but honestly, and I say it like time and time, I'm so happy that I grew up like, with a work ethic and like had that instilled in me. Yeah, I was like 13 in the middle of summer, like doing, like putting like drywall and sheetrock into people's cars and trying doing that whole game. Oh, there was one time a guy on 80 bags of Quikrete. Jesus. I'm 13. One bag of Quikrete takes me 5 minutes to pick up. But yeah, it was.
You'll never forget that.
Never forget it.
Yeah. All right, last one for you because I'm curious to get your opinion on it. You know, watching some of the content creators, I'm a big YouTube golf guy. I know you've done the Nikki Breaks 90 or Breaking 90 series that I've watched. And then you've got guys like yourself, different content things. You know, where is the world of YouTube content going? I mean, like, what is the next thing that maybe we're not seeing that's going to happen?
I think, truthfully, and this is going to sound like you're going to be, but I like this AI thing. Yeah. Like, people are making characters that are completely AI and, like, making personalities with basically, like, prompts on And I think that that's like actually going to be something real. There'll be like YouTube series and there'll be TikTok influencers that are completely AI. Yeah.
Do you think that you'll create your characters and make them AI?
You know, I'm old school like that. Like, yeah. I'm always like, nah, we got to create it. You know, yeah. Like, we don't have to type it. But, you know, who knows? The way that this is, everything moves so fast. Like, when I first started, it was like, I was kind of like the only one to, like, do the Italian stuff. And then there was a couple others. And now it's, like, super, super sad, which is cool. It's awesome to see, like, people actually making a living off of things that they're passionate about. But, yeah, I think AI is actually a real thing.
Well, you know, we have Bad Tiki right here on the station.
Yes, that's
you
right.
Know? It's a segment on the Thursday, air. Thursday, right?
Thursday, 4:30. Yes, it's the AI Tiki Barber who has very nasty opinions about everybody.
Yeah, because Tiki's such a nice guy.
Yeah, you need that.
Bad Tiki.
Yeah, yeah. I've always said that, too. I'm like, one day I want Tiki to be like, you know what? Screw that. But he won't do it.
It comes out occasionally, three or four times a year.
Every now and again, you'll hear Tiki go off on somebody.
Yeah.
When he gets really annoyed.
What would you like to promote before we say goodbye today?
You can follow me on at Nicky.cast on social media. We're working on something pretty cool in the baseball world that's coming towards the end of the year.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't know. We got anything? We got the extended family. So the extended family is my guy. Hello.
Yeah, I know. All he did was this, and you knew exactly what he meant.
So if you go to NickyCast.com, you could actually watch all my skits in like organized packs. And you could just, instead of scrolling through 4 years of content, you could pay $6 and get each character that you want. Which nice. Is really cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then we also post like a bunch of exclusive long form content on there. So that's NickyCast.com. It's just my name. But no, this has been an absolute pleasure. Well, thank you guys so much.
It was a pleasure for
great
us
to meet
as
you,
well.
Nicky, really.
And, you know, we'd love to continue the relationship and have you in again down the road.
I would love that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.